And all parties, this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you, Kelly. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the 26th of May, and it is the PPSC Working Group work team. On the call, we have Cheryl Langdonor, J. Scott Evans, Avery Doria, and for staff, and on the Adobe Connect room, we have Ilya Baznikov, who will not be joining the call, but will be staying on the Adobe Connect. For staff, we have Marika Kornix, Liz Gaster, and Glenda Saint-Jury, myself. And can I please remind you to say your name when you speak? Thank you, J. Scott. Over to you.
This is J. Scott Evans. I'm chair of this working group. As you know, we have taken the last few weeks and we have gone through the public comments we have received with regards to the draft that we posted for public comments in February. Those comments have now, we've made certain revisions to the text, and where we did not accept necessarily the comments, we have prepared a version that says our rationale for why we did or didn't do anything in response to a public comment that received on certain sections. I apologize, I've only gotten through about half of it because every time I tried to pull it up, it was crashing my system. I don't know why that is. I can tell you that I would suggest to the group that everyone needs to go through because I'm seeing little things, no substantive issues, but it, part of the document we talk about charting organization, and then at some point we define it and start calling it a CO. So half of the document has it, or at least three-quarters, defined and then used in an abbreviation, and the other doesn't. And I think little details like that need to be cleaned up. I also know this, that in certain sections where we had a discussion where we sort of tried to anonymize this as to being particular to the GNSO, that's not carried through in every section. So that sometimes it talks about the working group, the charting organization, and the next session we'll talk about the GNSO and sort of use that as a substitute for charting organization. So I think that substantively there are no problems, but I do believe that there are some of these drafting details in getting consistency through the document so that it just flows better. That seems to be where we are. So to the group, I want to ask, should we go ahead and do a call for consensus that would last 72 hours and request that everyone review this and in their review send any editorial comments they may have to Marika and copy the list and do a call for consensus by acclamation. In other words, all we want to hear from are your editorial comments and if you don't think this should be put forward to the PPSC. That's sort of what I had envisioned, but I now would like to open it up to the floor.
Hand up.
You don't need to, that's Avery.
Yeah, sorry, this is Avery. When you said 72 hours, I gasped. I was silent, so I gasped. I think that's, I know we need to finish it, you know. I know we had a deadline for this weekend for reading. I apologize for not having had a chance to read it. Maybe 72 hours since you're waiting for affirmative, but I'm hard-pressed to make it in 72, I have to confess.
Do we want to do, I mean, I have no problem saying, Marika, would it be okay if we said close of business your time Sunday, which is the 30th?
This is Marika. That's fine. That means I can, do any cleaning up on Monday morning, my time, and still get it in. Because I think The idea would be that indeed, Jay Scott, I think you send it out to the PPSC, and my proposal would be to maybe prepare a little cover note that includes the membership list and the attendance, which we haven't included in this document. But at the same time, I think it would be a good idea as well to actually get it publicly posted so people know that this document is out now and going to be discussed
right.
by the PPSC. So I think if you know, I can take care of that on Monday morning European time, I think we should still be fine. So I don't have any problems with close of business Sunday evening deadline.
Yeah, that's great, because the weekend is often when I try to catch up on all this stuff.
Okay. I mean, I was just trying to get it to Marika so it
right.
could meet the 31st deadline, but I do want eyes on this, because as you see, I think substantively we're fine. I think it's just refining it into the piece of work we want it to be is going to take some editorial work, and we need more than one editor so we can catch things. I see Cheryl's in affirmance for that plan, close of business on Sunday.
Yep.
Could somebody type that into the chat for Ilya, so if he's following, he would know that that's our plan? Because he's apparently logged in the Adobe, even though he's on another call. So does that sound like a plan? Yes? Okay, Scott thinks it's a plan. Cheryl thinks it's a plan. Well, we're recorded, so you can't nod your head. Okay, well then, I think that's all we need to do is...
Can I ask a question about your plan?
Sure.
Okay, because actually if I could use the rest of this hour to do some reading, I will. But you said by affirmation. The problem with by affirmation is that if you haven't heard from everyone in the crew, you don't have your consensus, and that leaves you stuck.
That's not what I meant.
Okay.
What I mean is I'm going to send it out and say...
By exception.
By a session. If we're doing a call for consensus, please reply to this if you do not agree we have reached consensus.
Okay, thank you.
Silence will be ascension.
Okay, sorry. I may have misunderstood. Thank you.
I probably may have misspoke, but we now know what my intention is.
Okay, great.
Okay. Does that work for everybody?
It does.
Okay. Well, I will then get right off this call. And, Marika, all I'm going to do is forward the email you sent out last week that has the link to the three versions from the wiki.
I'm just going to forward
that on rather than do something that has a bunch of attachments to it. So that they can then choose to read whichever their version they'd like to. Okay? All right, well, I will send that off right now as soon as we get off the call, and I will put the deadline at close of business, your local time, Sunday, May 30th, for getting back both any suggested editorial revisions, and any problems with the call for consensus. Hearing no objections, I will say this call is at an end and thank everybody for their attendance.
Jay Scott, can I ask just one question? Will you be able to submit the document to the PPSC on Monday? I know it's a public holiday in the U.S., or would you like me then at that point as well to submit it to the PPSC?
I would like... Once we know it's been, what we can do is, I think Jeff, Glenn, is Jeff on our list? Do you know? Is he on the mailing distribution list? Because I think as the co-chairs, we're on both lists. So I can let him know that this is coming. And will be submitted to them early next week. So I think if we get it to them Monday or Tuesday, we'll be fine. I just think it needs to be publicly available by Monday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, it can be published Monday and we can distribute it as soon as we get it kind of posted and out and let everybody know. All right? All right.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
Ciao.
Bye.